This is VOA News Be Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. American regulators meet Thursday to assess the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine for emergency approval. This comes one day after the country logged one of its worst ever daily COVID-19 death tolls, with more than 3,000 people losing their lives to the pandemic. It's not confirmed when the U.S. Food and Drug Administration will issue the emergency authorization for the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, but Health Secretary Alex Azar indicated that it could be next week. The United States is the worst hit nation in the world, with more than 15 million known infections and close to 290,000 deaths. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says vaccine nationalism is moving at full speed. He says that is leaving people in developing nations watching preparations for the rollout of vaccines against the coronavirus in some rich countries and wondering if and when they will be vaccinated. The UN chief has repeatedly called for vaccines to be treated as a global public good available to everyone on the planet, and he appealed Wednesday for $4.2 billion in the next 2 months for a World Health Organization program to buy and deliver virus vaccines for the world's poorest people. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is pledging $250 million in additional funding toward the global campaign to fight the coronavirus pandemic. Parts of the funds will be channeled to the distribution of life-saving doses of COVID-19 vaccines to parts of sub-Saharan Africa and South Asia. The World Health Organization has identified the goal of vaccinating 3% of Africans by March of 2021 and 20% by the end of the year. NASA has formally introduced 18 astronauts who will take part in the U.S. Space Agency's new manned lunar program.